Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Sorry I missed last week. I was out of town. I was super busy. I planned on doing the podcast, but I got so busy with family and running around that I didn't get a chance to record. So I apologize. And I always say I'm going to do two this week, but I am. It's Wednesday. This is going up in the next hour or so. So I'll have another one Friday. Please continue to tell your friends, family, your coworkers, your neighbors, haters, tell people about my podcast. But, as always, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, streaming, downloading. However you listen, I appreciate it. And please continue to do so. I am seeing an uptick in like followers and listens. So I really appreciate it. But I'll start off with my milestone, as I usually do. And for those who don't know, I have a 6-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to kind of talk about things that he's going through. And he's a smart boy, but he is struggling with the tying the shoes. It's just so up and down. It's like he'll have it for a few days or a week. And then next thing you know, I'm like, you were just doing this. I forgot. I can't do it. And sometimes he comes down with these knots, and I'm like, I have no idea how the hell you just did that. It's like, how do you tie a knot without tying a knot? Where'd you get all this lace from? It's just a pile of knots on top of the shoe. I did it. It's like, you did not. It's like the loosest, biggest knot I've ever seen. You can thump it with your finger and it just falls apart. But he's struggling. And I know sometimes little boys just struggle with things. It's like, I get it, ladies. We're just a little bit slower than the ladies when it comes to stuff, especially growing up. But I got to work with them. But Jesus, some of the knots, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But I guess I'll jump right in. I know I'm late. The case has been, someone was caught and all that kind of stuff. But the hip-hop world lost an artist, Nipsey Hussle. He was shot and killed, a week and a half ago. And I know this is going to start off weird, but I was never like a huge fan. Everyone loved the last album, Victory Lap. I gave it a couple of listens. There were a few songs I liked, but overall I was just like, that's not my cup of tea. He's good, but just not something I could just sit through and just let it ride. And to be honest, I didn't really know much about the dude. I'm not a huge West Coast rap dude. I really wasn't up on what he was about, all the stuff he had done. And this dude, man, he's just, not only a rapper, artist, is a business owner, entrepreneur, a motivational speaker, an educator in an informal sense, and you can tell he meant a lot to people, and to be gunned down in your own neighborhood, the neighborhood that you were trying to help, is just so sad. 33, he's got his lady there, he's got a kid, to come from where he came from and to do a 180 like that and to be gunned down by someone that he knew is just fucking sad. And it shows you, man, everything isn't a goddamn conspiracy, because the moment I saw that he passed away or was killed, it was just like, niggas, boy, it was we. I mean, it was they. They did it. They killed Nip. They didn't want the documentary about Dr. Sebi to come out. They did this. It was all these conspiracies. Everything ain't a fucking conspiracy. And I had to say it that way. Everything ain't a conspiracy. A lot of times in situations like this, the most simple, I'm doing it again. I can't even get a simple sentence out. It's usually a simple explanation. That's what I'm trying to say. It's typically not that complicated. There's typically not a conspiracy. The CIA, the FBI, the FDA. Really? You think it? You really think it was that deep? It's just like typically it's 9 times out of 10, it's somebody that's pretty close to you, and for some reason, they get fucking jealous, lose their mind, and decide to take people from the earth. That's what it is, and that's what it seemed like. It. That's what happened. Dr. Sebi. That's crazy, man. You think the government had him killed because they didn't want him to do a documentary about fucking vegetables or how to eat right? Now that's why I hate that I'm late on this, because you've seen all this shit before. It's just like, look, I don't, this whole Dr. Sebi shit, I don't know, man. I don't follow that shit. I mean, apparently the dude said, hey, he cured all these diseases and stuff. And if all this is true, it's very sad that the powers that be, the pharmaceutical companies, the medical industry complex would, you know, ignore this man or downplay his works. But I don't know, man. I just don't think, like, you can cure cancer eating cabbage soup and meditating. I think it's more complicated than that. I do feel we put a lot of shit into our bodies that are bad that cause it, but I don't know. And I ain't hating on the dude because he's black, and I ain't waiting on, I gotta have a white doctor tell me what the, but the thing is, it's just like, the niggas you see on this Dr. Sebi shit, it's just like, yeah, don't even eat healthy. You don't. It's just people, y'all motherfuckers love watching a video online. Yeah, that's so deep. He right. And then you go right to your local grocery store and you pick up the worst shit. I see it in Walmart all the time. I see it all the time. And that's not just, but it's most people. You look in their cart, it's frozen pizzas, it's sugary cereal, you got 18 bottles of juice, soda, noodles, sandwich meat. I mean, it's not rocket science, man. You put good shit into your body, you'll feel better. You don't, you're gonna get fat, you're gonna feel like shit. Eventually, you're gonna get sick and possibly die at a young age. It's just so weird how the people that we pick and choose to listen to. It's so weird, man. It's so weird. And I get it. Everybody's not in the position that I was in or that you're in. And sometimes, like if I, like when I hear people like, oh man, I learned so much about, you know, entrepreneurship or this thing about health from this rapper or this celebrity. There's part of me that's like, you didn't have people in your fucking life to tell you not to eat like that, or like, hey man, you probably shouldn't spend all your money on this and save some. It's just, I don't know. I guess I'm just fortunate enough to where I don't look towards like rappers or actors or athletes to tell me shit that I should already know. And plus, I'm almost 40 years old. But if that's how you operate, that's fine. But it's just weird to me, man, that it's like you didn't have parents or an uncle or an auntie that was like, hey, you probably shouldn't do that, or this is better for you. It's just weird. And I'm not trying to take away anything from him at all, because sometimes you need multiple messengers. It is weird when you're at a certain age and you think you know everything, or you definitely don't want to listen to your parents, but for some reason, if you know, when I'm growing up now, it's just like, yo, you need to go to school. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I get there's some people in that position. It's just, I guess for me, it's just kind of sad, but yes, I get it. You know, it's just like for some people, certain teachers are better. It's just like, yeah, I like this. You know, I would have a favorite teacher on the in school. It's just like, well, I took science with this guy and I took science with her, but I liked her better because the way they explained things, or they didn't make me feel stupid. And it, for some odd reason, it is, we are, it seems like people are more open to listening to people who aren't as close to you. For some reason, like, we have all this years of baggage with like close family members and stuff. You have all these other little things going on where, like, sometimes you might shut down advice because of some other unconscious reason. And yeah, so I get it, but it is kind of weird, man, that we have to go to certain sources. And now I feel like I'm just trash. I feel like I'm trashing people. I just find it odd. But I appreciate someone with a platform putting something positive out there, and it actually had an effect on people. But it was good to see that community come together, unfortunately under very bad circumstances. But I've got some friends out in L.A., and just seeing all the posts and stuff that they have, you know, going to that Marathon store and you know, just seeing the memorial out there for him and people coming together and listening to his music. And now that I've learned more about him, I definitely have a different appreciation for his music, where now I understand his background more. And it's very sad that, you know, somebody actually trying to do something for his community, man. And just, you get, people are just so hateful, you know, and just jealous. And they can't stand to see someone be successful and someone be lifted up. But yeah, rest in peace to him, and you know, his lady, and unfortunately his daughter will have to grow up without her father. But man, but yeah, this is the one time you see more of us come together, and it's sad that it takes circumstances like this for us to be like, you know what, we should stop and celebrate each other and be thoughtful and yeah, just like I said before, man, just show each other love now. Don't wait till somebody passes away, you know. Just don't wait. And, yeah, it's very sad. 33 is very young. Very young. He probably still had a lot more to give, but obviously that was the time he was allotted, and unfortunately it was taken. And all we can do is appreciate his legacy and move forward, and hopefully in this tragedy it can change some people's lives if they were headed down the wrong road. And this dude had been out of gangs for a while, and it just shows, like, you know, you might step away, but yeah, stuff like that can still find you later in life. And that fucking sucks. But you know, he probably wouldn't have been the guy he was before he passed away if he hadn't experienced the things that he experienced and went through. And yeah, it's sad. And yeah, man, 33. Speaking of coming together, I live in the DC area, and I saw a news story where a neighborhood, well, I live about an hour and a half outside of DC, the DMV area. I saw a news story. There's a part of DC that's being gentrified, and some people were complaining about this business plan of go-go music too loud. Some gentrifiers, basically white folks, and they didn't like the music, so they were told, like, hey, you gotta keep it down. So in protest, I saw this video. It's like hundreds of black people out there fucking playing loud-ass go-go music, dancing and stuff. And to me, it's like, that's funny. It's like, you move into this black neighborhood, they've been operating a certain way this entire time. Then you come in, you're not familiar with the culture, the music, and now it's too loud for you. You don't like it. It wasn't an issue for anybody else, but now you're here. And it's just like, yeah, they need to stop that. Now, it's funny that they did that, but at the same time, you're thinking, like, this is the shit that we come together for? You get mad about the music? That can get the streets full of people? Really? Going to the polls, PTA meetings, your kids' sports games, any other positive activity where you see low attendance, and that this goes for fucking white people too. It's like we can come together and hate on a person in a heartbeat. I noticed that. These fucking rallies, hate rallies, thousands of people. Even like the Women's March, which is like, yeah, we fucking hate Donald Trump. You're not going to tell us what to do. It's just like people come together. Have they ever done a march where it's like, hey, we should just get together and not hate on anything. Let's just celebrate everybody being dope and having a good time. I bet nobody would fucking show up to that. It's just so weird, man. It's just like when we don't like something, we'll fucking come together in a heartbeat. We don't like a group of people, or we want to piss somebody off or let them know, hey, we don't fucking like y'all. We'll have people there so quick. So quick. It's crazy. It's just like, I don't know, man. We just, man. It's almost like people, I guess we just, this sounds bad, but we just bond more when we don't like shit. That's how humans are. It's like, yeah, I hate that shit too. We should start a group, or we should talk about it. We should write a review about how we didn't like the salad bar at Ponderosa. But that's why I try to take the time out to if I like something or somebody, I'll watch a lot of Chop, and I see somebody really dope. Even if they never respond, I don't expect one, but hopefully they read it and go, hey, I know your episode was old, but I thought you were great on Chop. Just send people good news. You know? Put some positive vibes out there for people every once in a while. We get so much hate. You know? We just dogpile on people while they down, and it sucks. It sucks bulls. Man, I got about 2.5 minutes left. Was there anything else that I wanted to briefly bring up? Because, yeah, this is what I wanted to record last week. So I'm trying to think of what else happened last week. Yeah, I recently went to Atlanta, but I'll talk about that on the next episode. I guess I'll end on a quick sports note. Yeah, Dirk Nowitzki and Dwayne Wade retired from the NBA yesterday. That's dope. Definitely a end of two great careers. Those are probably two guys who played in an era where like that was like my final years of like really being like a huge NBA fan. And yeah, man, just time flies. It's like you remember seeing these young rookies, and you see their whole career, and here they are, quote unquote, the old guys in the league, and now they're done. And it's just like, it's just, for me, it's sad because that's like, that's two less guys that I know in the NBA. You know? Those are two superstars I have been familiar with. I watch games now, and I'm like, I have no idea who that is. Who are these people? And I remember watching the games with my dad when he was probably about my age. And like he'd be like, who is this? Who is this guy? I'm like, oh, he played for this team. He's like, I don't know anybody anymore. And I would think like, how do you not know these guys? But here I am in that position now where I'm watching like, who is this? It's like I recognize more people on the coaching staff and commentator. It's like, oh yeah, he used to play for the Jazz, or this dude played at this college, now he's a commentator, and he's but I gotta get back into sports. I loved it, but it's, I don't know, man, it just, your interests change over time. But yeah, Dwayne Wade and Dirk are gone. I'm getting old. I don't know anybody in the NBA anymore, and I'm bummed out about that. This Friday at the Southern, I'll wrap this up. I'm headlining a show, 8:00. I'm putting it out there, man. I'm going to do a bunch of shit I've done only a couple times and some new stuff. Fuck it. I'm done being afraid. I got to put myself out there now. I'm really about to start, you know, fucking pushing the pedal to the metal, as they say. I don't even know if they even say that anymore. And is it even still metal? I sound like Jerry Seinfeld. But I'm going to start putting myself out there and really start taking some risks comedically. And so, yeah. Sorry this episode wasn't funny. It was a little, you know, sad, but I was trying to do this. I meant to do this one early last week when all this stuff happened. But there's a show. That's a show. And I'll be back with the next episode on Friday. Maybe tomorrow. Shit, maybe even today. All right. Peace. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter @ChrisAllenComedy.